Now we're ready for some action. I failed to start the archiving, so we're 3 minutes and 15 seconds into the game. And the Tigers and Hornets are all tied up at two. Hornets and Bashir are both playing some scrappy defense, and offense has struggled so far, yet they both have a basket. Bashir has a pair of free throws by Wheeler. Wheeler wheels this one into Love. Love fires a deep shot and misses, and there's a huge scrum for the basketball, and somehow Atlanta comes away. Poor takes it all the way down the floor, and she's immediately fouled by McKim. McKim commits the foul. It's going to be worth two shots here for Poor. Poor toes the line, makes several dribbles. She shoots the old granny-style shot. You don't see that very often anymore. It doesn't pay any dividends as she misses the first, but she'll try again. One, two, three dribbles. Up, granny shot style, and nothing but nylon there for Poor. So, 3-2 now in favor of the Hornets. 2 minutes left to play. Smith brings it up for the Tigers, passes it right into Wheeler, top the key, now gets it over to McKim. McKim shot off the glass, no good, rebounded by Harpster. And Harpster held it too low. Slavin and McKim were both able to get their hands on it, causing a jump ball. The arrow favors the Tigers, and it'll be Tiger ball. They get it straight into McKim to Slavin, and it's pulled away by Rhodes. Rhodes dominating the boards early. She has the lone basket for Atlanta. Harpster takes it around the corner to the right side. Now dishes it off towards Bondi. And Bondi is fouled by the Tigers' Abigail Wheeler. Many hacks here in the B game. Yeah, it's a good learning experience. And this one's stolen by Wheeler. Wheeler can't corral it, though, before it goes out of bounds. A very aggressive play for the Tigers. And the Tigers are going to put in a couple subs. Megan Taylor and Shandy March, along with Rachel Ferguson, are going to come into the game for the Tigers. Early subbing here. Taylor's going to try to block the inbounds pass here from Rhodes. Rhodes and Taylor are similar in stature. However, Rhodes gets it in, and Bondi takes it up the side, almost blocked from behind by Taylor, and it's rebounded by Love, and oh, great play there by Bondi to be able to reach around and grab that ball, causing a jump ball, and now the Hornets get the ball back. They're going to run an inbound plays out from under the basket. They get it up to Bondi at the top of the key. Bondi double dribbles, and so it'll be the Tiger ball. Both teams having trouble hanging on to the ball, not causing turnovers or just flat being able to get up a shot, but Tigers are going to come with him. March dribbles down, gets it to Taylor. Taylor's outside to the arc. Now dribbles in towards the block, and she is blocked. They're going to call it a jump ball by Rhodes. I told you earlier, Rhodes and Taylor are similar in size. Now March passes it off to Love. Love fires, and oh, the rim was not kind. It's rebounded by Rhodes. Rhodes, a dominating force underneath for the Hornets. Harpster brings it up for the Lady Hornets, and she gets it to Bondi. Bondi fires a wild shot, and it's going to be rebounded by Tipton, who is fouled, but not aggressively enough for a shot. Now Atlanta takes the inbound play and passes it to Megan Taylor. Taylor dribbles it up herself all the way around to the right side, and that gets off to Ferguson to March. March at the top of the key, fakes, almost double dribbles, but they didn't call it. Now she passes out to Ferguson. Ferguson doesn't know what to do. She passes it right into the hands of Bondi. Bondi dribbles the length of the court, shoots a wild layup and misses. Rebounded by Wheeler. Wheeler gets it out to Taylor, who's on the other side, and her shot is no good, but she was hacked, and she'll shoot a couple free throws. Aggressive play. It's kind of like it's like an amoeba. They all stay together, and they don't. The group of everybody on the court doesn't get but 10 feet away from each other. They're all in a pack, all around the ball. It's just like watching a cluster go around the court. Taylor's first shot is high. I mean an arcing shot, and it is wide right. No good. She has a chance to tie it, though. It's 2-3, 30 seconds left. This shot is high, and it bounces out. Knocked out of bounds by Atlanta. I believe it was Tipton that hit it out. It'll be the Tigers' ball. They call a timeout. With 28.9 seconds, the Tigers have a chance to take the lead in the first quarter of the B game. Timeout is over for Brashear. I don't know what Coach Martin has drawn up, but I hope it works. He's going to stay with the same group he had out on the court a second ago. March, Ferguson, Love, Wheeler, and Taylor. They come in. It's going to be Wheeler taking the ball out of bounds for the Tigers. She passes it to Taylor. Taylor takes one dribble inside and loses it. Now there's a scrum for it. And it's going to be a jump ball this time. The arrow favors Atlanta. Rhodes to dish it in to Harpster. Harpster gets it across the timeline down the right side. She passes it off to Bondi. Bondi pass knocked away by Love. And it's recovered there by Tipton. Tipton put up a shot and it was blocked by Taylor. What aggressive defense here. And they got into the corner. I couldn't tell what happened. I believe they called a foul on Brashear. The foul is going to go against Taylor. Now the ball is passed into Bondi from out of bounds. She takes it up to the top of the key. Now gets it back down the left side to Tipton. Tipton puts up an odd-looking shot. It almost sticks between the rim and the backboard, but finally falls loose. Taylor tips it to Love. Love, one-handed pass down the side. Or maybe it was the shot. It was just so weak. The buzzer rings, and at the end of the first quarter, it's 3-2 in favor of Atlanta. What a wild first quarter we had here at Brashear Arena in the B game. Both teams fighting aggressively, but both teams looking a little wild in both offense and defense. Perhaps they'll tone it down and be ready to go here for the second quarter and later in the regular games. Now the buzzer rang, and we're ready to roll here in the second quarter. Brashear sends out a similar lineup. A few tweaks here. Slavin is back in. Ferguson, McKim, Morgan Taylor, and Shandy Marks. The pass in here to Slavin is good, but then there's a foul committed by Poor of Atlanta. So the Tigers will take it out from underneath their own basket. Taylor is going to try it, and Taylor makes a rookie mistake here. I've seen this happen before. The inbounder passes it in, and the defense knocks it back out, but the inbounder stays out of bounds, and the ball hits them. Therefore, they're the last to touch it, and it goes to the other team. That's a bad mistake here by the seventh grader. She'll learn from it, hopefully, and not try it again. Atlanta gets the ball now, and March is able to get it away from the Atlanta Hornets, but they're going to say that it's a jump ball and it's Atlanta ball. I think that's been the Atlanta ball two or three times in a row now, but I'm not for sure. Maybe I'm just a little biased. Now March steals it again, and it's another jump ball, and this time I believe it has to be Brashear's ball. And it is. Hey, what do you know? I'm right. Ferguson passes it into March. March takes it up the timeline. Now gets it across, top the key. Fakes left, gets it into Slavin. Slavin down to the right block for McKim. McKim puts it on the floor, now picks it up back out to March, and they're going to say McKim walked with it. So, another turnover for the Tigers. 4:30 left to play here in the second quarter of the girls' B game. Harpster takes it up the right side for the Hornets. She can't get it around Ferguson. Aggressive defense here. Now she passes it in to Brookhart. Brookhart misses the shot. Rebounded by Poor. And Poor walks about 8 steps before trying to even think about putting the ball on the floor. And needless to say, she's called with a travel. It'll be Brashear ball. They get it into March. March brings it up the floor for the Tigers. Looks. Now passes left. Ferguson tries to get in to Slavin. Slavin, good job getting it in. March puts up the shot. Hey, it is good! 4-3 for the Tigers. Atlanta. Harpster has the ball. She dribbles to the right side. Always dribbling to the right side are the young players for all teams because they are predominantly right-handed. Now they go to the left side in Burkhardt, and Burkhardt splashes a 15-footer again, and the Hornets lead with 3:30 left to play here in the second quarter. Barge brings it up the floor and gets it into Slavin. Slavin on the floor now, left to Ferguson. Ferguson deep shot off the back of the rim, no good, and it's knocked out of bounds by Burkhardt. It'll be Tiger ball with 3:15 and rolling. At 2 minutes, they stop the clock in the B quarters. Taylor slams the ball. She's ready to pass it in. Gets it in to McKim. McKim thinks about shooting. Now kicks it out. McKim gets her own wild pass. Gets it in to Slavin. Slavin shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Burkhardt. Burkhardt gets it out to Harpster, and we're running. Brashear defense is doing a good job of getting back. Harpster now right side. Poked away by March. Oh, and March can't corral it. Four goes out of bounds. Good defense here by Shandy March. It'll be Atlanta ball, 2:45 and counting. 2:40. And Brashear's trying to get some subs in. Martin, you're killing your time here. We need all the time we can get down 1 point. They put new subs in. March comes out. Morgan Taylor comes out. They bring in Horton and Jessica Rischer. Oh, almost poked away by Kim. They get the shot up. Does Harpster, and it is no good. Knocked out of bounds there by Poor. It'll be Tiger ball with 2:10 left to play in the second quarter of the B game. And there's only two quarters, so we're down to the last few seconds here. Slavin kicks it out to Ferguson. Ferguson didn't do anything wrong, but Jessica Rischer stayed about 15 seconds in the lane, and three of those 15 seconds they called her on, so it'll be Atlanta ball. Harpster brings it up for the Hornets, down to a minute 47. She gets it over to Burkhardt. Burkhardt loses it. Picked up by McKim. McKim dribbling down the side of the court. Now she kicks it left side. Almost poked away there by Harpster. Back to McKim. McKim working on the right side. Now gets it into Rischer. Harpster and McKim fight over the ball. It's going to be a jump ball going to Atlanta with 1:34 left to play in the second quarter. Burkhardt passes it in to Harpster. Harpster comes up to the timeline. Now got it close by Ferguson. She tips it into Poor, and Poor pulls it away from Ferguson, and Ferguson's called for a foul holding. That's a 10-yard penalty. They'll back the offense up. That's in football, though. Here in basketball, the offense just gets the ball. They pass it straight into Poor. Poor travels with the ball. Yes, she did. 1:25 left in the second quarter. It's going to be Tiger ball. What the Tigers need to do here is a nice, slow pace. Get it down there, and immediately we take off sprinting down the court, does Horton. Horton picks it up way too deep, but she gets to Ferguson. Ferguson inside to Slavin. Slavin is fouled on the shot. She'll shoot two. She was fouled by Burkhardt. And they're going to take it out of bounds. It was a shot. I don't know why they're taking it out of bounds. The Tigers have just been ripped off. Now the shot by Wheeler is no good. Rebounded by Burkhardt, who is a head taller than everybody on the court now, except maybe Slavin. Slavin might be close, a couple inches. Anyway, the Hornets have the ball, and it's a wild pass to Harpster on the other, on the left side, who was wide open, but she didn't have time to shoot as the Brashear defense recovered. And meanwhile, the Atlanta Hornets had about four of their players standing in the lane at the same time, and it was for about 10 seconds. So they're calling the 3 seconds here today, except it could be called 10 seconds. It doesn't matter. The Tigers have the ball. The shot by Slavin with under a minute to go is no good. And there's going to be a foul as three players are on the floor, those being Abigail Wheeler, Poor, and Burkhardt. And they're going to tag Poor with the foul. Ferguson gets it into Horton. Horton with 50 seconds, dribbles to the top of the key now. Ferguson. Ferguson at the top of the key with 45 seconds. Nice little plan here for Brashear. They get it into McKim. McKim makes a wild pass. It goes out of bounds off of... They're going to say it went out of bounds off of Poor. So it'll be Brashear ball with 40 seconds. Knocked around. Wheeler recovers. She gets it to Ferguson. Ferguson to Horton. Horton takes the left side, now inside towards the elbow. She gets it to Wheeler, and Wheeler travels with the ball with only 30 seconds left in the game. Now it's Atlanta ball. Brookhart to take it out. She gets it into Harpster. Harpster dribbles up to the timeline down the right side. She passes it in. Sold by McKim. McKim's off to the races. She's going. She makes the layup with 20 seconds left in the B game. Now the Tigers need some defense. Harpster rings it up the court. Aggressive defense there by Horton, and too aggressive. She laughs about the foul. This is not the time to be committing penalties for the Tigers with just 10 seconds left. Atlanta will take the ball out of bounds. March immediately comes in for Horton. Horton's going to learn some lessons here. Burkhart passes it in. Poor pass is tipped and stolen by Ferguson. Ferguson passes to March with 5 seconds left. March travels. Holy cow, she travels with the ball. 2.5 seconds left. That's plenty of time for Atlanta to get off a last-second shot here in the B game. Wow, it's been aggressive. It's exciting. It's thrilling. They throw it in. Tip. Tip. Slavin recovers. Hey, and that's a W. The Lady Tigers prevail. A 6-5 win for the Lady Tigers Junior High B team. What a game. I'll be back later with some stats for you. I didn't lie. I told you I'd have some stats for you, and I do. For the Lady Tigers of Brashear, Shandy Marge had 2 points. Abby McKim had 4 points. And that's the total for both games. For the Atlanta Hornets, Lindsay Rhodes had 2 points. Alex Bondi had 1 point. And Tara Poe contributed 2 points. And that's how the scoring broke down. It was a highly scoring game there in the B game for the girls. And we're about a minute away from starting the B boys game, so stay tuned. Well, the boys have taken off their warm-ups. It's go time here at Brashear. We're going to start the B game. Looks like the Tigers are going to send out Taryn Treasure, John Smith, Nick Thomas, Jerry Scudder, and Joe Clarkson. We're going to send out the beefy lineup. We're ready to roll here. Atlanta, I don't know who they're going to send out. We'll find out shortly. They have everybody in the huddle. Now they break away. On the court, they have number 15, Brady Bogart, number 24, Logan Weber, number 44, Cody Benowitz, number 14, Aaron Sampson, and number 20, Jacob Baker. Sampson's going to jump off here against Smith, or against against Clarkson, and he misses it, so it goes out of bounds off of the Tigers. It's going to be Atlanta ball. Number 15, Bogart's going to be the point guard early here for Atlanta in the first quarter. He passes off to Baker, and Baker's shot is hampered by Joe Clarkson. It'll be a foul on Clarkson, and Baker will shoot a couple free throws. First shot by Brady is off the back rim. No good. He also jumps when he shoots free throws. That is a big no-no in basketball. He does it again. He gets good height off the jump, but he just can't get him to fall. Clarkson takes away the rebound. Gets it off to Thomas. Thomas brings it up the court. He gets it out to Scudder. Scudder cross court pass to Treasure. Treasure kicks it out to Thomas. Thomas across into Hicks. Hicks backs out to Clarkson. Clarkson in. Treasure. Treasure. Turn around. Dribble. No good. And nobody goes for the rebound. It'll be Atlanta ball. Well, with some good-looking shots there. They just couldn't get him a fall for Brashear. And Atlanta brings it up. Bogart. Bogart almost loses it. Gets it to Baker. Baker's shot is way short. Rebounded by Hicks. Hicks gets it to Thomas, who leads the pack, and Thomas can't hang on to the pass. It goes out of bounds off of Thomas, and it'll be Atlanta ball again. Atlanta is going to have Bogart dribbling up again. Bogart tries right. Good defense here by Thomas. Now kicks it left to Baker. Baker gets it into the corner. Now back out to Baker. That would pass was into Sampson. Now they get it to Bogart. Down to the block to Benowitz, and he misses the shot. Rebounded by Treasure. Treasure's booking it to the other side, and he's going to pull up here on the left wing. Now it gives Thomas now to the right side to Clarkson. Clarkson to Treasure into the left corner. He loses it. Rebounded by Benowitz. Benowitz kicks it out to Bogart to set up the offense for the Hornets. He dribbles right side now. Once it's back out to Baker, top the key. Baker gets it back to Benowitz. Now Baker's pass was deterred, and he got it back after Benowitz gave it to him. And Hicks steals this pass into Sampson. Sampson was looking for the ball, was wide open, and Scudder tries a double pump here, and he's dribbling down the right side. It's going to be a travel call on him. Ball's passed into Bogart. Bogart takes it right side, looks for some instruction from the sideline, gets it, now gets it to Baker. Baker bobbles the pass but collects it. They have Sampson, they have Joe Clarkson on him. Clarkson and Thomas come together to knock the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlanta. Benowitz comes over to inbound it to Bogart. Bogart flirting with that timeline, almost an over and back call. Baker picks up his dribble now, fires it into Benowitz. Baker gets it back as it's knocked away, and now Clarkson with a good steal gets it off to Thomas. Thomas is off to the races, and Thomas picks it up at the right elbow, now over to Treasure. Treasure's 15-footer is good. Put the Tigers up 2-0 with 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter of the B game of the junior high boys. Now Bogart dribbles right side, right through the defense of Treasure and Thomas. And they're going to get Treasure, I believe, on a reach-in. Nothing malicious, so they'll take it out of bounds. Benowitz to inbound, gets it into Bogart. Bogart almost travels, they didn't call it. He backs out towards the right side, now gets it off left side to Baker. Baker fakes a pass, now back to Bogart. Nice catch there by Bogart, one-handed. He takes it into the lane, and he is fouled by Brashear. They're going to tag. Thomas? Is that who they got with that? No, Jay Scudder fouled Bogart. Bogart's way behind the line as he shoots, and he misses this one. Bogart, I bet, is 2 feet behind the free throw line. Get yourself closer, son. Get a better shot, and he misses both of them. This one, the rebound collect by Benowitz, who wasn't even in the free throw area. And they step out, and Benowitz hits a long one. Holy cow, what a turn of events there. The Tigers gave up the free throw opportunities. Heck, they missed those, and then they were able to hit a deep shot, even deeper than a free throw. And they had a defender out there. Thomas was out there on Benowitz when he shot that. Hicks with a good rebound putback, but he missed it wide open. It was a great find there by Hicks to grab the ball and put it back up. However, he couldn't get it to fall. But Atlanta knocked it out of bounds, and they're going to get Bogart here with a foul on Thomas on the inbound play. Thomas was coming into the lane, going to catch the ball, and Bogart just kind of runs in, slaps him. Now there's a loose ball, and Baker is fighting with Clarkson, and Clarkson is a bigger guy than Baker, so Clarkson will always win that, but they're going to get a jump ball. And jump ball is 50-50, so Atlanta got the ball. Benowitz to inbound, he gets it into Bogart. Bogart, heavy feet up the court, now gets it across the timeline, deep pass into the corner. Pass was intended for Weber, and it's stolen by Thomas. Thomas takes the lead to the court. Left side block. Missed it. Clarkson up, and good. Hello. 4-2 lead for the Tigers. 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Bogart dribbles down, gets it over to Weber in the corner. Weber holding it now, finally gets it off to Sampson, and Sampson misses the play. Misses the shot on the play. He's fouled by Jay Scudder. Oh, Scudder is not wasting his time. He's getting his hacks in early here. That's his second. Pass is deflected there by Scudder, and it's going to be tied up between Hicks and Benowitz. It's the Tigers' possession arrow this time. 30 seconds left to play. The Tigers can extend their lead to 4 or 5, depending on what kind of shot they go for here. Thomas picks up his dribble, gets into Hicks. Hicks looks around, looks confused, and I get back to Thomas now. Right side for Clarkson. Clarkson into Scudder, wide open off the block, and he missed it. Rebounded by Hicks. No good. Rebounded by... Oh, yeah, nobody got the rebound before they call a foul on the Atlanta Hornets, and Aaron Sampson committed that one. It'll be the Tigers' ball. They have 12.9 seconds. Scudder inbound. It gets to Thomas. Thomas now to Hicks. Hicks to Walker, and he shoots a deep one off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Clarkson. Tried to dance the line and get the rebound there, but he accidentally tipped it out. And so it'll be Atlanta ball with 5.1 seconds. Benowitz gets it into Bogart with 3. Bogart down to the 3-point line with 2. He fires, and it's no good. And we'll end the first quarter at a 4-2 lead for Brashear. We'll see what they can do here in the second quarter and the final quarter of the B game. Well, both teams are set to go here now for the second quarter. It's going to be Atlanta ball first. They inbound here to a new point guard here for the Hornets. They're going to play with Mick Garrett running the point. Garrett's pass is in, and it's put up there by Sampson, and it's good. So it's a 4-4 game now, and Clarkson gets a wide shot there by Thomas. He gets the rebound. They get it into Scudder. Scudder tries a neat little pass to Clarkson, but it's knocked out of bounds by Atlanta. It'll still be with Brashear. 5:25 and counting for the clock. Hicks gets it up to Thomas. Thomas left side, now right to Clarkson. Clarkson puts up the shot. Money from deep. Oh, what a shot there by Clarkson. He found his range today. Garrett brings it up for the Hornets. Dribbles right by Thomas. And it's poked away by Hicks. Nice job, Hicks. He gets it to Treasure. Treasure up the court. Takes it all the way down and misses the layup. But Clarkson's there to put it back in. Hey, Clarkson is everywhere. What a play. 8-4, 4:50 left to play here in the second quarter of the B game. Garrett has it. Garrett takes it around Thomas, now left side for Baker. Baker puts it on the floor, now kicks it back out to Garrett. Garrett working on Thomas. Working, now passes it inside to Sampson. Sampson throws up a wild shot. The Tigers get it, but nobody can end up picking it up as it falls free, and the Hornets are able to get it. A wild shot there by Garrett. Finally rebounded by Sampson and put in for 2. And the Tigers find their lead dissipating now down to 2 points. 4:18 left to play, now left side for Treasure. Treasure backs out for 50 feet, puts up an air ball. Rebounded by Baker. Baker hands off to Garrett, and Garrett is running. Oh, and Garrett kind of stutter-stepped, and Clarkson did not. He ran full out over it. That'll be a foul. 4 minutes and counting now. 8-6, Tigers lead it. Benowitz to inbound as he gets it into Garrett. Garrett slow dribble now right side for Weber. Weber back to Garrett. Garrett inside onto the post by Sampson. And Sampson tried to shoot it but was fouled by Hicks. That was a good effort. Hicks almost had all ball. They're going to say he had a little of a hand. And it'll be a Hicks first foul. Now, Sampson, one dribble, two dribble, air ball. 3:20 and counting. Dakota Walker is going to come into the game for the Tigers, and Nick Thomas will go sit down. That was a good little quarter, a couple quarters there by Nick Thomas. He had some aggressive defense, ran the point pretty well. Nice job. Here we go again by Sampson. This shot finds the rim, but is no good. Rebounded. Oh, the Tigers have had trouble rebounding. This one's collected by Weber of Atlanta. And then stolen by Scudder. Scudder picks it up, gives it to Hicks. Hicks, boy, there's a lot of steps going on. I don't know if they're dribbling all these times. Clarkson dribbles down, misses the shot. Rebounded by... it's going to be a jump ball here for... they're going to go to the Tigers, I guess. I thought it was Atlanta Stern, but hey, we won't complain. Scudder takes it out, gets it to Treasure. Treasure from 20 feet, now to Clarkson. Clarkson on the right elbow, dribbles down to the block, now kicks it back out to Treasure. Treasure dribbles in, down to the lane, no, and he misses a little two-foot shot. Rebounded by Garrett. Garrett finds Baker running. Baker stops from 8 feet, blocked by Clarkson. Oh, what a play! That was a nice play by Clarkson, collected there by Hicks. Hicks is everywhere on the defensive side. Hicks plays some good ball. Now over to Treasure. Treasure right side to Clarkson. Sets up for three. Oh, just barely off. And it's going to be over the back on Benowitz. And Scudder had the position. If Scudder collects that rebound, he might be able to put it up and in. Down to minute 54 running. Treasure. Treasure's going to shoot a three. Oh, and it bounces out. And this time, Scudder is on the other end of an over-the-back call as he commits one himself. I believe that's going to be Scudder's third foul in just the two quarters. Hey, he's getting his money's worth. What can we say? Going to be Atlanta ball now. They're still down 8-6. Thomas is going to check back in for the Tigers, and he's going to go get Joe Clarkson. Clarkson had a good game. Good game there for Clarkson. Garrett brings it up. He's not in a hurry. There's no fire. He's calmly bringing it up. That's a sign of a good point guard. He doesn't get in a hurry. He gets to Benowitz. Benowitz shot high off the glass. No good. Rebounded there by Sampson. Sampson shot no good either. Benowitz gets the next rebound, puts it up, and it's no good, but the Tigers foul him. The one thing that I've noticed about the Tigers' defense is that we're lacking it. Haven't been very good defense here by the Tigers. And Coach Martin's going to take a time out here and going to talk to him about that defense. I'm sure he's going to say to the Tigers that they need to buckle down on defense and quit fouling. Need to get in there and get some rebounds. That's what the Tigers need to do. With 1:31 left to play, the Hornets have an opportunity to close the gap all the way back to a tie. We'll see what happens here in the last minute 31 of the B game. Benowitz toes the line, awaiting the ball, and Dakota Walker had too many guys there on the free throw area, so he gets out. Now we're ready to go. Benowitz takes about 800 dribbles, now throws it up off the backboard, no good. Benowitz, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 dribbles. Shot up, shot off the backboard, no good, rebounded by Scudder. Scudder puts on the floor, now gets it to Thomas, who about hit Treasure in the head, no good pass there, but hey, we get the ball. Thomas brings it down. We don't need to get aggressive here with a minute 20. All we need is burn clock. Oh, and Walker immediately throws up a prayer three. What are the Tigers doing? Garrett gets the ball, gets it to Baker. Baker wide open, could have gone in for a closer shot, decided not to, and he misses it. Rebound by Treasure. Treasure sprinting to the other side. Let's not get in a hurry, fellas. They get it in the Scudder. Scudder puts it up, no good. Walker rebounds, no good. Hicks with the rebound. Yes! Hicks with the shot! Holy cow, it seems to be everywhere on the boards. Now under a minute, Garrett has the ball. Garrett brings it up. Garrett is an excellent point guard. He never gets in a hurry. And this one rolls over the top of the backboard. The shot by Sampson. And they're going to call... Oh, they're not going to call the shot over the backboard. They're calling a foul on Scudder. Heck, that's Scudder's fourth foul of the evening. Scudder definitely getting his money's worth. 44 seconds remain. Tigers lead by four, but Benowitz has an opportunity to close the gap. First shot is off the very top of the backboard, no good. Next shot is rims home for Atlanta. 10-7 with 43 seconds left. Nick Thomas dribbles down, gets it to Treasure. Treasure into Hicks. Hicks looks like excited. He fires a shot, misses it. Walker gets the ball, passes to somebody. Luckily, Treasure was there. Treasure throws up a fading air ball. And Scudder has just earned his fifth foul. That's an impressive feat, fouling out in just two quarters. He'll go sit down, and Clarkson's going to come in with 29 seconds left. The Tigers are just going to try to hang on to the three-point lead with Atlanta having the ball. They can shoot the three to tie. Uh-oh. They're going to put, that's 10 fouls. Holy cow, the Tigers need to tone it down when it comes to fouling. It puts Benowitz on the line. Benowitz, with his infinite number of dribbles, I think he's up to 10, 11. Now he shoots and misses. He needs to stop thinking about dribbling and start shooting. Still dribbling. Now we're ready. He fires and misses this one off the back glass. It'll be the Tiger ball with 29 seconds left. Tigers just need to hang on to it, not get too aggressive, and just kind of slow down. They get it over to Treasure. Treasure over to Clarkson. Clarkson puts on the floor, and we decide to shoot. No, we don't want to shoot. Hicks with the rebound. Hicks makes another shot. Hicks is everywhere on the board. He's the one bright spot when it comes to rebounding for the Tigers. Garrett gets it to the right side here for Weber. Weber missed the shot. Back out to Garrett for three. No good. Rebound by Treasure. Treasure gets it out to Clarkson. Clarkson heaves it. He had the distance, but not the accuracy. And he misses as the buzzer rings. But the Tigers prevail again. It's 12-7 with a Tiger victory in the B quarters and junior high. I'll have some stats for you here shortly. The scoring for the boys' B games breaks down as follows. For the Bashir Tigers, John Hicks had 4 points and many rebounds. He had some good job there on the boards. Joe Clarkson had 6 for the Tigers, and Terran Treasure added 2 for the effort. This is for Atlanta. Aaron Sampson had 4 points, and Cody Benowitz had 1 point. And somebody else had 2 points. I believe it is Weber. Yes, Logan Weber had 2 points. Our scorer didn't have the proper information. So, off the top of my head, I guess, right, and I'm proud. And in 10 minutes, we'll be back for the Girls A game. And this one counts for the Tigers, so they definitely need to win with this one. We'll see you in a short time. We're just about 7 minutes away from the start of the Girls A game here at Brashear Stadium Arena. And we're ready to go here in 7 minutes. We'll be back for the Girls A game between the Atlanta Hornets. Well, somebody did a heck of a job announcing the starting lineups, and we're ready to go for the Girls A game. On the court for the Hornets, we have number 12, Taylor Wilhelm. Number 24, Tashia Burkhart. Number 30, Trisha Poe. Number 22, Amanda Spearman. And number 44, Samantha Haley. And immediately, Spearman gets the ball for the Hornets. She takes the right side, next is out to Poor. Poor fires a shot off the backboard. No good. Rebound by Ludwig. Ludwig is accompanied by Collup, Elsie, Rogers, Macy Rogers, that is, fires a wild shot, and early miss here for the Tigers. 5:41 left here in the first quarter. Spearman brings it up the right side, now gets the left side. Good pressure here by the Tigers, and they steal it. Rogers steals it. She has Elsie. Elsie gets the ball off the block. Hello. That's 2 points. Tigers up early, 2-0. Spearman now bringing it up for the Hornets. She gets the right side to Poor. Now out to Haley. Haley over to Spearman. Spearman outside the arc on the right side. Holding the ball. Finally gets it over to Haley, who recovers barely before it goes out of bounds. And Haley steps on the line. No, they're going to say Shelby Roger with the push. Burkhart fires it into Haley. Haley a little up and under move. No good. Rebounded by Ludwig, finally. There was a mini scrum for the ball, and Ludwig came away with this. She gets up to Kopp on the right side. Now Elsie. Elsie got her closely here by Spearman. Now kicks it out to Collup. Now to Ludwig. Top the key. Now over to Macy Rogers. Macy Rogers fires a shot off the front of the rim. Back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Spearman. And she's off to the races down the right side. Now she's got her close back. Collup now by Elsie. Now by Macy Rogers. Boy, they have a lot out on the press. Kind of a half-court press here by the Brashear Tigers. They get into Haley. Haley, power move. Power move that could have been called a charge. They don't. And they're going to get a foul on Emily Ludwig. And Coach Martin is dissatisfied. He's going to call a 30-second timeout. Tigers look okay early on, but the trouble is they're having a little too much aggressiveness on the defensive side, fouling way too much. So we'll see if they can tone that down and keep making some quality shots, taking some quality shots, and hopefully making some quality shots on the offensive side of the ball. Now Spearman tries to inbound it, and it's knocked out of bounds by Brashear. She'll try it again. 4:29 left in just the first quarter. Again knocked away, this time by Rogers. Spearman inbound again. This one is going to... Well, she's having trouble. Finally just heaves it in. It's collected by Brookhart. Brookhart across to Wilhelm. And they're going to tag O'Haley with 3 seconds in the lane. Nice job there with the Tigers. Ball inbounded by Lodwig. By Rogers to Lodwig. She gets the call from 15 foot. Shot is no good. And it goes out of bounds off the rim. It'll be Atlanta ball. Spearman's going to bring it up for the Hornets. Half-court trap. She avoided by throwing down to Haley in the right corner. Now to Brookhart. Now 2 foot back to pass back to Haley. Now out to Spearman. Spearman takes it to the top of the key. Now right side. Now fires left side to Wilhelm. Wilhelm puts on the floor left side, trying to get the baseline, but cut off there by Collip. Collip now, gets it into Haley, does Wilhelm. Now it's knocked away by Brashear, and they're going to get a foul here on number 41, Emily Lodwig. Ball inbounded here to Haley. Haley is fouled again by Lodwig again, I think. That's Lodwig's fourth. Holy cow, 4 on Lodwig, and just with 3:42 left to play in the first quarter. Coach Martin isn't trying to get her out. Maybe he doesn't realize that she has 4 fouls. Macy Rogers steals the ball, takes it all the way, late to the court, and she is fouled. Now Rogers awaits, so she's going to take a couple shots here. 2-0 lead now for the Tigers. 3:37 left to play in the third quarter. First shot hits the rim about 4 times and no good. Second shot is no good either. Atlanta ball. Spearman has it. And they're going to get 5 seconds on her, as Brashear did a great job of keeping her pressured so that she can't get the ball away to somebody else. Now it'll be Brashear ball, and Collip inbounds it to Macy Rogers. Rogers brings it up now left side to Shelby Rogers, her sister. Shelby takes it down to the left block, passes it in to Slavin, and it's knocked away out of bounds. Good save there by Rogers, but Atlanta comes away with it, and Poor gets it across to Spearman. Spearman left side now, back right side. Now to Poor. Poor fires a 15-footer off the back of the rim. Up and out, no good. Rebounded by Collip. Collip gets it down to Stephanie Elsie, who shot off the block is no good. And it's rebounded by Rogers. Macy Rogers takes it around the left side. Her shot's no good. Rebounded by Poor. Poor's off to the races down the left side. Now she pulls up. Now she tries to go right side, gets it to Haley. Haley guarded closely by Shelby Rogers. Finally gets it to Spearman. Spearman up to the top of the key. Now back right. Tries to go through a couple of defenders, but Brashear now gets it off to Poor. Poor from 15 foot off the backboard, then the rim, then no good, and it's knocked out of bounds by Collip. It'll be Atlanta ball with 2:25 left to go in the first. 2-0 lead for the Tigers. Inbounded to Poor. Poor dribbles in, misses the shot, rebounded by Collip. Collip Can't seem to find Macy Rogers, who was leading the pack. She was open. If Collip just hit her, now she gets Shelby Rogers. Rogers' shot no good. Rebounded by Collip. Collip puts it up and in. 4-0 for the Tigers. 2:09 left to play. First quarter action. Spearman slowing the pace of the game down a little. She brings it up the court. Awaits the defenders there for the Tigers. Now she gets it over to Spohr. Gives it back to Spearman. And it's going to be a jump ball as both Cullup and Elsie raided the pass and was able to get their hands on it, tied it up, and possession over favored the Tigers. Cullup inbounds to Macy Rogers. She brings her on the left side. Rogers flips it into Slavin. Slavin looks like she was fouled, but they didn't call it. It was out of bounds off of Atlanta. Tiger ball. Ball inbounded by Cullup, and she is inbounded to Cullup by Rogers. She is fouled, and she'll shoot two free throws. 4-0 lead already, so we'll see if she can extend it to 6 with 1:43 left to play in the first quarter. First shot rattles home. 5-0 now. Second shot is good as well. 6-0. Hornets trying to decide who to bring in, who to take out. Now they appear ready, and they get the ball into Spearman. Spearman brings it up the right side of the court, gets ready to face the press. They come across. Wild throw down the right side to Irwin. Irwin barely keeps it and gets it back to Spearman. Spearman now tries to go into the corner, and he's fouled by Cullup, a healthy hack. And I don't know how many that is on Cullup. Just her first. 1:26 left to play. Tigers are, the fouls are starting to add up. They have 5 already. 4 of those are on Lodwig. Now they get the ball into Burkhardt. Burkhardt out to Harpster. Harpster down to Spearman on the right side. She dribbles in, fires up the shot way over the rim. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Stephanie Elzy. Now left in the first quarter. They get it into Irwin. Irwin up to Ashley Cullup. She jumped right in the middle of the pass, and then she got to the other side and traveled. It'll be Atlanta ball. Atlanta gets it into Spearman. Spearman's going to try to go up the left side. Now sees the trap coming. This little half-court press is working okay for the Tigers. Now they get the ball down to Harper on the right block. She shoots it up and in. Oh, man. Hornets did a good job of breaking that little half-court press by the Tigers and was able to exploit it for 2 points. Now Macy Rogers brings it up and she travels as she tried to carry it over a defender. I believe it was Spearman. So it'll be Atlanta ball with 43 seconds left. Spearman has it. Passes across to Poor is stripped by Shelby Rogers. Then makes a terrible pass right into the arms of Brookman. And Brookman's shot was no good. Rebounded by Rhodes. Rhodes put it up and was fouled by Rogers. Rogers probably fouled her out of frustration over the bad pass. Rhodes will have a couple of shots here with 32 seconds left. We'll see what she can do. One, two, three dribbles up and off the backboard. No good. Second shot off the back iron. Rebounded by Shelby Rogers. Off to her sister Macy Rogers. Clear into the post and Elsie can't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds. Atlanta ball. Spearman brings it up for the Hornets. Across the timeline with 17 seconds. Into Poor. Poor fires up the shot off the back glass. No good. Rebounded by Slavin. Slavin tosses it out to Macy Rogers with 8 seconds. Rogers brings it up the left side. Gets it all the way to the block. Up and around. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Rhodes. Rhodes kicks it out, and time will expire. After one, it's 6-2 in favor of the Lady Tigers. It's going to be Atlanta ball to start the second quarter. They get it into Spearman. Spearman dribbles across the timeline. Now goes right side. All the way right side. Picks it up. Passes it into Poor. Poor into Haley. Haley working hard. And she's fouled by Rogers. She missed the shot, but she'll have a couple free throws to kind of subsidize for that. She kicks her left foot out when she does free throws. That's kind of odd, babe, but it worked for her. She hit it 6-3. Now 5:50 left to play. First half. We'll see if she does that leg kick thing again. Yep. That is odd. It looks like a mule trying to kick somebody when they get irritated. Anyway, Ashley Cobb gets the rebound here on the second shot. She brings it up. Now gets it to Stephanie Elzy. Elzy, right side, just inside the arc, off the backboard. No good. Rebound by Shelby Rogers. Nice rebound. Oh, they're going to say Haley had her hands on it, too. It'll be a jump ball, but it favors the Tigers. Tiger ball. Hang on here. We're going to get Megan Taylor into the game. She's going to come in for Shelby Rogers. Rogers has done a good job out there so far. Macy Rogers gets right in and call up off the backboard. No good. Oh, man, that was a great opportunity for the Tigers to get a couple points, and we failed to capitalize. Spearman takes the right side, gets it into Poor. Poor tries to get it into Haley, and it's knocked away by Brashear. And then they're going to get Poor, I believe, on a reach-in. That's only the third foul on Atlanta. Tigers have seven. Elzy gets it into Collip now, down to the left side for Basie Rogers, and a beautiful little hook shot off the backboard is good. 8-3 now with 5:05 left to play in the second quarter. Spearman, little stutter step dribbling, takes it to the right side, all the way down to the corner. Now blocked closely by Elzy, gets it into Poor. Poor puts on the floor. Now it goes out of bounds off of Collip. Aggressive defense there by Ashley. Ball bounced into Poor, and she double dribbles it. It'll be Tiger ball. Elzy brings it up for the Tigers. Right into Slavin. Slavin shot high off the glass and hits the front of the rim. No good. And it's going to be a jump ball. And the possession arrow favors the Hornets this time. Ball is passed in to Spearman. Spearman goes left this time. Remarkable. She gets around a lot better, too. Funny things happen when you go left. She gets it into Haley. Haley puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up again, and this time she's fouled by Brashear. She'll have a couple free throws. They're going to tag Taylor. Taylor with her first foul in the game. 4:26 left to play here in the second quarter. There's that mule kick. Up and no good off the left of the rim. She'll try again. 1, 2, 3, mule kick. Up, and she violated the old lane. It didn't go anywhere, but it'll be the Tiger ball. She can't be stepping over that line when she's trying to shoot those free throws. I don't know if the old mule kick gives her a little more momentum than she needed that time or what, but she definitely went over the line, and it didn't matter, I guess, because she didn't make it, but one of these days it's going to get her when she makes one. Now it's Tiger ball to get down to Collip. Collip shoots a 15-footer good that time. Nice play there by Collip. 10-3, 14 left to play. Second quarter action. Spearman goes left again. Oh, she's guarded closely by Elzy. Elzy all over. Now gets it into Haley. Haley wide open baseline. She flirts with the rim on that shot, and it goes around, misses. Now Haley kicks it out. It's stolen by Elzy. Elzy, nice job there. Saw exactly like what Haley was going to do with the ball. Gets to Macy Rogers. Rogers passes across to Taylor. Taylor puts on the floor. Up and in. Hey! Taylor with a little floater. 12-3. 3:40 left to play in the second quarter. Tigers dominating the Hornets early. Atlanta lingered a little too long, almost cost them, but Spearman gets it. And she gets it to Haley. Haley is going to be fouled by Taylor. That's going to be Taylor's second foul. What I was trying to say earlier was Atlanta lingered a little too long in the timeout, and the referee put the ball down and started counting off. Atlanta barely got out there and got the ball in, and they did get down and was able to get a foul out of it. And Tigers having 9 fouls now. The Hornets will shoot a 1-1. Mule kick Haley makes it, so she'll be rewarded with the second shot. It's now 12-4. From now on, every time the Tigers make a foul, it'll be 2 shots. Some of the players were confused, but they're back now ready to go for the second free throw. Some of them were already past half court. 1, 2, 3, mule kick up, and off the backboard, no good. And I believe one of the Tigers had a little lane violation here. I think it was Collup. We got to watch our feet on these. Haley, here we go. Another mule kick, and she's up, and she splashes it home, and the Tigers kill themselves with the lane violation. She missed the first one, made the second one. It's 12-5. 3:25 left to play. Rogers is trapped now. Rogers doesn't know what to do. Maisie Rogers, that is. It's tipped up, and Cullip gets the ball. She flirts with the timeline, almost goes over. Now gets around a defender on the right side, down in the corner. She gets it off to Slavin. Slavin doesn't know what to do. Gets it out to Elsie on the right elbow. Elsie now trapped. Gets it to Maisie Rogers. Dribbles down to the left block. Kicks it back out to Cullip at the free throw line. Now right side to Elsie. Elsie to Slavin. Out to Cullip at the top of the lane. Now to, I believe that was Elsie again. Now back out to Elsie, to Rogers. Rogers dribbles in, makes a bad pass, recovers it herself, and now Haley strips it from her. And Rogers steals the pass that Haley made, and they get it into Slavin, and Slavin hits an 8-footer. Yes! What a turn of events there for the Tigers. 14-5, 2:30 left to play. It's Spearman bringing it up for the Hornets. She goes right side this time, splits the defenders, kicks it out to Haley. Haley dribbles in past Taylor, and she's fouled. Either by Collup or Taylor, and they're going to get... they got number 35. There's no number 35 out there for the Tigers right now. Oh, yeah, they got Collup. Anyway, Haley hit her first free throw. We put Shelby Rogers back in for Megan Taylor now. Haley's second shot's no good. Rebounded by Collup. Collup had Elsie wide open, and now she gets it to her, but it's too late. And Elsie dribbles in, makes a nice pass here. Shelby Rogers, and her shot is off the glass and no good. However, she's fouled, and she'll shoot a couple free throws. Again, that's only the Atlanta Hornets' fourth foul of the game, while the Tigers have 10 already. Shot by Rogers is off the front iron. No good. Still 14-6. We'll see if we can add to that here. Second shot by Rogers off the front iron. No good. Rebounded by Slavin. Slavin, good job here. And they're going to get a foul. They're going to say Slavin had control. I thought they were going to give a jump ball, but they're going to say Brickman reached in on her. So it'll be a Tiger ball, and the Hornets are starting to pile up their fouls. Call up to take it out of bounds. She gets it out to Maisie Rogers. Fires up three. No good. Rebounded by Poor. Poor dribbling up the left side. Tigers do a good job of getting back on defense. Now hands off to Spearman. Spearman going to go right side. Dribble around the defense. Kicks it out to Poor. Poor dribbles in. Shot up. And it was no good. Rebounded by Maisie Rogers. And she was fouled. She was fouled by Atlanta's Taylor Wilhelm. Wilhelm's first for today. Sixth foul on the Hornets now. Rogers, nice little move around Wilhelm. She gets the ball back now from Collins. And Rodgers immediately travels. So, 1:41 left here in the second quarter. It's 14-6. Ball inbounded to Spearman. Spearman brings it up, goes right, gets it off to Poor inside. Now back outside to Brookman. Brookman fires up a bad shot, rebounded by Kopp, and she's off to the races, clear across the defense, and a reach in there by Wilhelm. They didn't call an eye. Back out to Rodgers. Rodgers in and out shot, rebounded by Kopp. Somehow Kopp comes up with that rebound, puts the shot up, no good, rebounded by Rodgers. That was a little tip shot there by Rodgers that fell. Beautiful rebound and put back there by Shelby Rodgers. 16-6 now in favor of the Tigers. 1 minute left to play. They get a Poor. Poor dribbles through the defense. Shot off the glass, no good. Rims around the front. And Kopp comes out, and she's off to the races. She's going to take it all the way and miss the layup. Rebounded by Shelby Rodgers. Missed it. She got her own rebound again, and this time she'll shoot free throws. 50.1 seconds left to play. And they're going to get the foul on Lindsay Rhodes, her first foul, team seventh. Rodgers' first shot is up and in and out. Oh, tough break there for Shelby Rodgers. Haley and Tipton check back in for Rhodes and Burkhart. And they're also going to bring in Tara Poor. Trisha Poor, I assume Sisters, is already in the game. Rodgers' second shot is off the back glass. No good. Rebounded by Trisha Poor. Poor off to the races inside the lane, and she loses it. They're going to get her with a travel. 43.6 seconds left. Tigers have the ball. If they're smart, they just nurse the clock and wait for a good shot. They inbound to Megan Smith. Smith dribbles, now gets the left side for Call-Up. Call-Up bumped there by Tipton, and that'll be a foul. And with the 18th foul, that'll be a 1-1 here for Call-Up. Heavy hacking here in the first half of play for the girls. They line up. Call up. Normally a pretty good free throw shooter. We'll see what she can do. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Flips the ball around. Puts it up. Hello. Splashes it home. 17-6. Again, we get confused on whether to stay or go. Some players started to head out. They didn't make it as far, and they come back. This one hits a front iron, bounces up and over for Collip. She got them both. 38 seconds left, 18-6 in favor of the Tigers. Spearman takes it down, gets it right side now for Poor, puts it into Haley. Haley fouled here by Shelby Rodgers, and she'll shoot two. Oh, man, a lot of hacking here. 29 seconds left. Seems like we go about 10 seconds. Somebody fouls somebody. A combined 20 fouls for each team. Maybe more. I'm not for sure. After 10, they don't keep track. I'm thinking it's around 20. It could be more. 8 for the Hornets and over 11 for the Tigers. Both shots by Haley are no good, so it'll be Tiger ball 18-6 with about 30 seconds left. Macy Rodgers brings it up, now turns around, tries to go through the defenders, gets the right side for Megan Smith. Smith puts on four, gets it into Shelby Rodgers. Shelby Rodgers misses a shot, and then we have a jump ball between Ashley Call-Up and Shelby Tipton. Possession arrow favors the Tigers, and the ball is passed into Shelby Rodgers, and then there's a big scrum for it. Another jump ball. This time it's Atlanta's. 14.8 seconds left. Atlanta has a little time to go down and make a shot. They get the ball into Spearman. Spearman guarded closely by Rodgers. Macy, that is. Good pressure there by Macy Rodgers. They get it into Haley. Haley outside the arc gets it into Poor. Tara Poor shot, no good. Rebounded by Call-Up. And that was before the buzzer, so Call-Up is going to have 1-1. There won't be anybody out there to rebound. It'll be Call-Up on her own. 18-6. We'll see if we can go into halftime with a little larger lead. Here we go. If Collip hits the first, she gets the second. One, two, three dribbles. Puts it up. She missed it, and that'll be it. So after the first half, the Tigers have a dominant lead, 18-6. We'll meet you on the other side of halftime, and I'll have some halftime stats for you as well. All right, I didn't lie to you. I'm here with some halftime stats for the Brashear Tigers. Stephanie Elsey has two. Macy Rogers has two. Megan Taylor has two. Ashley Collup has eight. Shelby Rogers has two. And Sydney Slavin has two. And for the Atlanta Hornets, Kaylee Harpster has two. And Sammy Haley has four. And that adds up to 18-6. All right. Yeah, about 3.5 minutes, we're going to get set and start the second half. Well, we're set now and just about ready to go for the second half. I think the Tigers are going to send out all starters except for Ashley Collip is going to be replaced by Sydney Slavin. And I think Atlanta is going to have the same starters. So we're set and ready to go here in the second half. All the Tigers really need to do is focus on not making so many fouls. They foul and hack and slash and bite each other. I mean, it's pretty vicious out there. They had 12, I believe, fouls. What Atlanta needs to do is not turn the ball over and work an offense. Their offense is just going to all scramble and here and there and everywhere. So we'll see who can correct more. Tigers obviously have a huge advantage being up by 12. 18-6 here in the third quarter, and we're ready to start. So Collip gets it into Elsey. Elsey, nice slow dribble. We don't want to do anything real speedy. She gets it over to Collip now, down to Shelby Rogers, up and no good. Rebounded by Macy Rogers, up and no good. Rebounded by Shelby Rogers, up and finally good. 20-6. 5:40 left to play. Tick-tock goes the clock. We'll see what Atlanta can do here. Atlanta Spearman gets it into Haley. Haley up and in. Hey! Two quick baskets by each team. 5:25 left to play. Elsey, nice slow. Nothing too fast. Straight into Sydney Slavin. Bad pass stolen here by Spearman. Spearman pulls up and gets it to Brookhart. Brookhart into Haley, and it's going to be a jump ball. Haley, Macy Rogers, and Ashley Collip are all fighting for it. I guess I lied to you on the starters thing. I think it's all the starters are in, except I believe it's not Lodwig and Rogers for Slavin for Lodwig. That's what it is. All right, now we have an immediate foul by the Tigers, Macy Rogers, just her first. By golly, I thought she'd have more than that by now, but she's done a good job of staying out of the mess. They feed it into Haley. Haley misses the shot, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Haley. 20-8 is the score, 4:58 left to play here in the third quarter. Quick inbound to Elsey, and the clock's rolling. We're rolling. We're ready to move here. She gets across the timeline down to the right side. Rogers puts a fake on Thor. Now over to Macy Rogers, and she hits it. Shelby Rogers had the nice move to get around four and then kicked it out to her sister for the two-point shot, 22-8, 4:40 left to play. Third quarter. Now Spearman picks up her dribble, gets it over to Poor, that's Tara Poor. Rebounded by Spearman on the wild shot. Bad pass there by Spearman to Trisha Poor. Is knocked away by Elsie, but they recover. And Tara Poor gets it down to Brookhart, misses a shot. Heavy jumping and knocking the ball around, and finally Cobb comes up with it. Heads up play down to Elsie. Elsie are open for the 2-point shot, 24-8. 4 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Spearman brings it up the court. Spearman having trouble deciding which way to go. Now kicks it left for Tara Poor. Knocked away by Cobb. Well, aggressive defense here, and they're going to get it with a foul. Too aggressive there on the Tigers' part. Megan Taylor is going to come into the game for Shelby Rogers. Rogers does a good job out there. She can put the ball down on the floor when she needs to, and she has a lot of good quality work inside around 2 or 3 feet. Now, Abigail Wheeler comes in, and I think the Tigers have 6 guys, and now we decide to call a timeout. Oh, we have some indecisiveness here early in the junior high season. We can't decide who ought to go out. We can't decide who to stay. We can't decide what plays to run. But by golly, when it comes to the score, we can decide what we want to do. It's 24-8. We're winning. 3:45 left to play here in the third quarter. I think the Tigers, during the timeout, decided who wants to play, and we're ready to go. Oh, we're tight here on the inbounding play. Brookhart having trouble, gets it across into Spearman, and she's immediately fouled by Elsie. The Tigers need to stop fouling. That is the problem here. Here we go. Brookhart's going to try to get it in. This time she gets it into Poor. Poor shots off the rim, no good. Poor shot was poor, I guess you could say. And Taylor comes with the rebound and dribbles it down the court. Now gets it to Abigail Wheeler. Wheeler doesn't know what to do. Gets it outside to Elsie. Elsie, top the key, now right side for Macy Rogers. Rogers goes around Brookhart. Puts up the shot. She's fouled. She'll shoot a couple of free throws. No, he's going to say it's on the ground. Foul on Trisha Poor. That'll be her third foul. First foul for the Hornets this half. They're going to get it into Macy Rogers. Shot up, and it's in, and she's down. She bounced back up. Tigers lead it 26-8. She went down kind of hard on her knees and elbows there. But she got back up. I don't know if she was tripped there or what. Spearman dribbles right through the Tiger defense and lays it in for a layup. 2016, 3:05 left to play, third quarter. Tigers are going down the court a little too fast. They need to just kind of slow it down and wind this game on out. Macy Rogers puts up a fake. She travels. It's going to be Atlanta ball. Shelby Rogers and Ashley Cullip are set to check back in. Mass substitutions here. Atlanta, I missed it. They're sending in a bunch as well. Oh, here comes another one. Both teams need to do a little better on getting the players in and out. This is not hockey. You can't just be running in and out. And finally, I think everybody is set. We're ready to go. 2:55 left to play. 26-10. And Atlanta has the ball. Spearman's going to right. Goes around to pick set by Tipton. Now she's stuck with the ball, and she passes it right into the hands of Elsie. Elsie finds Macy Rogers cutting to the basket. Shot up off the glass, no good. And there's a heavy pushing inside. Shelby Rogers puts it up, no good. It looks like volleyball. Everybody's trying to tip it now. Elsie somehow comes with it, takes it a little farther outside from about 8 feet, puts it up and in. 2:25 left to play. It's 28-10 in favor of the Tigers. Spearman puts it into Tiffin's. Knocked away, stolen by Elsie. Elsie on the floor, rolls it out to Cullip. Cullip picks it up. She has numbers. She's going to take it all the way by herself, and she lays up a bad shot. She was bobbling it on the way up, and she missed it. 2:08. It goes out of bounds off the Tigers. It'll be Atlanta ball, and Atlanta wants to talk about it. 2:08 left. It's 28-10 in favor of the Tigers. We're ready to go now. They get the ball in. Does Brookhart to Spearman. Spearman goes around a big screen there by Poor, and Brookhart was fouled there by Megan Taylor. I believe that's her third foul. We'll see if I'm right. They didn't post it, but I think I'm right. Anyway, they're going to get the ball down to Collup, and it's a great basket there by Ashley. They stole the inbound pass, did Stephen Hills. They shoot through it clear across the court down to Collup, who was on the left block. Put it up and in off the glass, 30-10 now. Wild pass, but Wilhelm collects. Now it goes through the legs of Tipton, shot up by Spearman after she collected it. It was no good, and then there's a jump ball as Megan Taylor and Poor were fighting for it. Ball is thrown into Tipton, and she misses a shot, and it goes out of bounds off of Shelby Rogers. It'll be with Atlanta. 1:30 left to play in the third quarter. Shot up, no good. Rebound by Rogers. She clears it, gets it to Macy Rogers. Pass in, tried to get it to Elzin. It's tipped away. Now Collup comes over with it. Good job there by Collup. Now it's poked away by Wilhelm. Now poked away by Collup, and Collup gets it back again. Now Wilhelm after the ball again. And she's going to back away. Collup passes it in to Shelby Rogers. All the way to the block is Shelby Rogers. Up and in, yes! Oh, Shelby Rogers is playing a good game here for the Lady Tigers. 1 minute left to play in the third quarter, 32-10. Spearman can't decide what to do. Now gives it away, and Macy Rogers is called with a foul before she can get the steal on Shelby Tipton. That's only the fourth foul on the Tigers. Second on Shelby Rogers this half. Oh, and we have shoelace trouble as Shelby Rogers has to tie. Now we're ready to go. Brookhart's set to throw in. And she can't find anybody now. Finally finds Wilhelm. Wilhelm being double teamed and jump ball. Hey, Shelby Rogers again. This time on the defensive side is able to get the jump ball for the Tigers. And the possession arrow favors the Tigers. It'll be Tiger ball. 32-10, Tigers have it with the last 40 seconds left to play. They get it left side for Rogers. Rogers kicks it out to Collup. Collup shot fires, and she misses, rebounded by Spearman. Spearman working the right side all the way to the corner, and now she's trapped. And now she is fouled by Brashear. I think it's going to be on Stephanie Elzey. Yes, I'm correct. The fifth foul now. The Tigers are starting to add those fouls up again. Just 24 seconds left to play. Sydney Slavin comes in for Megan Taylor. Spearman set to inbound. Gets it into Brookhart. Brookhart fires. Hello! She nails it. 32-12. She was just a foot inside the arc. 15 seconds now. Tigers need to hold for the last shot. They immediately turn around. Sydney Slavin does and fires it. And it's going to be Atlanta with the last 5 seconds. Poked away. Collup to the races. 3, 2, 1. Collup fires. She misses. Rebound by Macy Rogers. Shot no good. That'll be the end of the third quarter, 32-12. Nice defensive play that quarter for the Tigers. They did an excellent job on the defensive side. Got some steals. Was able to get some fast break points. Just a good job that time. Still need to tone it down on the fouls. Having a lot of trouble when it comes to hacking. Other than that, though, pretty solid quarter there for the Tigers. We'll see what happens in the fourth quarter. Rhodes having trouble getting it in. Finally gets into Spearman. Almost stolen by Elzey, and it's knocked away. Finally corralled by Haley. Now she dribbles down to the right side. Stolen here by Collup. Ashley Collup. Now she gets it off to Macy Rogers. 5:45 left to play. Rogers over to Collup. Top the key. Now right side for Elzey. Elzey can't seem to hold on to it. Now finally gets a good grasp on it. Now got back out to Rogers. Now left side for Macy Rogers. She misses it. Rebound here by Spearman. Spearman comes away with it. Guarded closely by Macy Rogers. It's going to be a jump ball as Spearman was laying on the ball at one point. And possession arrow says Tiger ball. 5:23 left to play. 32-12. Tigers lead it. Now set to rumble. The Tigers get it across the timeline. Macy Rogers has it. She goes right around her. Sydney Slavin screen and Rhodes over the top. Grabs the ball. It's going to be a jump ball this time. The arrow says it'll go to the Hornets. Hornet ball, 5:15. Let's play fourth quarter action here at Tiger Arena. Spearman brings it up for the Hornets. Gets it across the timeline, guarded now by Elsie. Goes around the screen by Haley. Oh, kind of a lopsided shot there by Spearman. Was off the backboard, no good. Then Haley threw up another one. It was no good. Finally rebounded by Collip. Collip gets it off to Shelby Rogers, misses a shot. And now they're going to get Shelby Rogers on a reach in as Spearman collected the rebound. I'm not sure how many fouls that is on Rogers. That is her fourth foul as well. Rodwig left the first quarter with about 3 minutes to play when she had four fouls, and Rogers will join her now. They both have four fouls, and that is the sixth foul on the Tigers. Tigers are going to try some full court pressure. I don't know if that's necessary now when they're up so big, but Macy Rogers gets the steal and puts the basket up. No good. And it goes out of bounds off of Macy Rogers. 32-12, 4:48 to play. They get the ball into Spearman. Spearman takes it to the right side, guarded by Rogers. Now has trouble, goes left side. Now goes back right side. Finally gets over the timeline. A little flip pass there to Haley, and it's stolen by Elsie. Elsie's off to the races. Spearman's the only girl that can catch her, and she doesn't. Elsie puts it up and in. 34-12. We're under 4:30 now left to play. She kicks it in to Spearman, does Rhodes. Spearman gets over the timeline, and they try to trap, and it's poked away by Cullup, and she fouls. Seventh foul. It's going to be a 1-1 from now on. That was a stupid play by the Tigers. All these fouls, they're giving the Hornets a chance to get back in and killing themselves. Tigers need to address this foul problem in the next game or else they're going to find it very disturbing all season. 4:21 left to play. 34-12. And Atlanta's going to continually get a chance to come back as the Tigers will continually foul them. Spearman's shot is no good, and it's going to be rebounded by Haley, put right back up and in. Haley has a size advantage now on the Tigers, and she's starting to use it to her advantage. The question is it a little too late? 4:05 left to play, Tiger ball. They get to Macy Rogers, top the key. She puts on a fake shot and gets it down into Sydney Slavin. Slavin's able to put it up and in. Tigers lead it 36-14. Atlanta gets the ball down into Haley. Haley muscling her way in. Gets the shot up. No good. Rebounded, however, by Poor. And Poor shot is good. So, 36-16. 3:35 left to play in the fourth quarter. Elsie gets down to the other side, and she slid in. And sliding in is okay in a lot of sports. You can slide in football. You can slide in definitely in baseball or softball. I think you could probably slide in hockey. However, sliding is not advised in basketball. Spearman, meanwhile, takes it down in, throws up a layup, no good, rebounded by Sydney Slavin. Macy Rogers comes out with this. She makes a great pass into Elsie, and Elsie tries to pull it back out. That's probably a good move, and now she decides to shoot it, no good. Tigers need to stop throwing up these unwanted shots and just hang on to the ball. 36-16. We're nursing the clock now down to 3 minutes. Poor has the ball. She goes around to all the Tigers defenders and finally throws up a wild shot rebounded by Slavin. Slavin tosses off to Macy Rogers, who brings it up the court. Rogers now goes left. Now passes over to Slavin. Slavin can't do anything with it. Holds on to it. Now puts it on the floor. Now makes a wild pass into Macy Rogers, and Rogers can't hold on to it. It goes out of bounds. Atlanta ball. 2:41 left to play in. And now we see Shelby Rogers and Emily Rodwig re-enter the game. Both with four fouls. And now we decide to make some more changes. I hate the idea of making some changes and then remaking some changes just 2 seconds later. I don't like it. But anyway, we're ready to go now. Shelby Rogers could have been called her fifth foul there. She could have been called her fifth foul there. She tipped it twice. Real close to hacking the player, but they're letting them play now. With 2:25 left to play, Tigers have the ball. Emily Rodwig tosses it down to Shelby Rogers, who gets fouled. and will shoot a pair. 224, 36, 16, and Rodgers has a chance to add to it. Rodgers, 1-2, dribble up and splash, 37-16. And the Tigers are slow to sub again. Oh, man, here we are. 1, 2, 3 players, and we're going to wait, and we're going to, well, we decide, and we finally decide. Hold on there. Come on, now we're ready. And Atlanta, oh, never mind. Roger, oh, we have about 8 players out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Still six. Now we're ready. Holy cow. I have never seen so much trouble subbing players in and out. And when Roger's probably ice cold out there, she stood there for a minute and a half. And finally they get the ball down there and Harpster for Atlanta is able to score a basket. The new players for Brashear are standing around still thinking they're getting ready to be subbed. And finally, we're ready to go. They get the ball to Lodwig. Lodwig makes a terrible pass, and it's stolen by Poor. Poor takes it the length of the court. She lays it in. 37-19, under 2 minutes to play. Tigers finally get it in here. Megan Smith. Smith fakes left, goes right, one-handed pass to Lodwig. Lodwig tries to go around to Shelby Rogers' screen, decided not to. Shandy March gets the ball, goes right down to Lodwig. Lodwig puts up a ball fake, now fires off the front iron, no good. Rebounded by Shelby Rogers. They're going to negate that shot, and they're going to call a foul on Atlanta. They tagged Burkhart with the foul. Now mass substitutions by Atlanta. And Megan Rogers, well, I believe the foul is going to be on Shelby Rogers. Megan Smith was standing at the line. Now they're going to get the ball to Megan Rogers on the out-of-bounds play. I thought it was going to be shooting some free throws, but I guess not. Rogers and Megan Smith each had 2 shots at the basket. They both miss, and it's going to be Atlanta ball. 1:24 left to play. Brookhart brings it down the court. She gets it to Irwin. Irwin feeds it into Brookhart, and it goes out of bounds. But first they're going to call a foul on Atlanta's Brookhart. And they're going to call 2 shots? Or they're going to call a technical. There's some discussion now. I think they call technical on her. That's a serious offense here, and Rogers missed the first one. Flagrant. Possibly flagrant. Splashes the second one home, 38-20. 1:17 left to play. Now they're going to explain it, and the Tigers again are awaiting mass substitutions. Yeah. 1, 2, 3 players in, and 1, 2, 3 players out. I wish substituting was that easy every time. Here we go. Emily Lodwig set to bring it down. She gets Shelby Rogers. She misses it. Rebounded by Brookhart. Brookhart brings it up the right side of the court. Now has trouble with it. Guarded closely by Emily Lodwig. And it's going to be a jump ball between the two of them. Six seconds remaining in the girls' game. And it's 38-20 in favor of Brashear. Here we go. They get it into Lodwig. Lodwig dribbles up the side. If we're smart, we just hold on to it. She's going to pass it now to Horton. Horton now left side for Ferguson. Now to I can't tell. I believe that was Shelby Rogers. And we're ready to do some more subbing. We make more subs than Subway does, I believe. I believe in keeping the players' legs fresh, but not this fresh. Whoop, We had a 5-6-man rotation out there, but we got it settled out now. We're ready to go. 40 seconds to play. It's 40-20. We've doubled up on them. Rowe dribbling. She threw it right into the head of a Brashear defender, and now she gets it in after she corralled that. It's a jump ball with 31 seconds, and it's Atlanta ball. Atlanta gets it in to Bondi. Bondi is fouled by Brashear. They're going to nail. Who'd they get with that foul? Jessica Risher. Well, early sub, early foul. Bondi set to shoot 1-1 here. It's up and banks it home. Hey, the bank stays open late on Monday night. Bondi, 1-2-3 shot. Whoa, high up the glass this time. The bank doesn't stay open that late. And now the ball is flipped around. Bondi gets it, misses the shot. Rebounded by Rhodes. Daggone, girls, quit fouling. Rhodes is fouled this time by Abigail Wheeler. Well, we'll shoot a couple again. Or I guess it's still a 1-1. One more and we'll shoot a couple. Rhodes, 1-2-3 shot. No good. Oh, they're saying we're shooting two. It was a shooting foul, so I was right. And she launches another one. This one goes home, 40-22. Tigers ball with 22 seconds left. If they're smart, they'll just hang on to it. And we immediately throw it to the cheerleaders. That'll be a turnover, and that'll be Atlanta ball for the last 16.7 seconds. Rhodes has the ball. She dribbles up. Left side now kicks it into the corner, literally. And it's 9.3 seconds left. We'll see what the Tigers do for the electrifying last 5 seconds now. They get it to Abby McKim. She falls down, and the ball is on the floor, and that ends the game. The Lady Tigers win it 40-22. Well, it wasn't pretty, but it's a W. Scrappy defense and a lot of fouls. Tigers need to work on it before their next game tomorrow night. Stay tuned for the boys' game here in just 10 minutes, and right before that, I'll have the full stats for you. See you then. Boys are just set to tip off here in the Tiger Arena, but first I'll give you the girl stats. Stephanie Elsie ended up with 8 points, Macy Rogers 6, Megan Taylor 2, Ashley Cullup 10, Emily Lodwig, Shelby Rogers 10, and Sydney Slavin 4 for the Tigers. For the Hornets, Kaylee Harpster had 4, Lindsay Rhodes had 1, Amanda Spearman had 2, Alex Bondi had 1, Tashia Burkhart had 4, Trisha Poor had 4, and Sammy Haley had 8. Tigers won the tip here, and we're ready to go. Hayden Coyne is starting at point guard for the Tigers, and he passes to Cody Snowing, and we're promptly called for the double dribbles. So Tigers need to work on turnovers right now. That's true for the girls and the boys. Atlanta works it into the big man, Chris Cox, and he misses it. Songer has it for Brashear, and he travels. Well, that's two early turnovers here for the Tigers. And Nick Thomas is getting ready to come in. Thomas does a good job at point guard. We'll see what he can do. He's going to come in for Hayden Coyne. We're set to go. Quick pass over to Bennett. Bennett inside to Cox. No good. Rebounded by Daniel Smith. Nice board, Danny. Now Ambrosia has it for Brashear. Quick pass to Thomas. Thomas looks top to Songer. Songer puts it on the floor. Now it goes right side, right around the defense. Songer almost picks up the dribble. Bad pass there by Thomas into Smith. It's collected by Atlanta Ross and quickly passed down to Lush. Lush fires up a terrible looking shot out of bounds. Almost saved there by Cox. It's a good attempt. Oh, and it's knocked out of bounds, I guess, by Brashear. I guess they touched it after the air ball. Quick inbound pass to Bennett. Bennett out to Lush. Lush across to Miller. Miller inside. They're working into Cox. Cox loses out of bounds. It'll be Brashear ball. 4:53 left to play first quarter. First quarter action here at Tiger Arena. Songer has it. Dribbling barely gets across the timeline. Now gets to Thomas. Thomas having trouble getting through, and they're going to call it with the chop block. 4:44. They're going to tag Benowitz with the foul. Now Boss is going to come in for the Hornets, and Cox is going to go sit down. Snelling inbounds it to Songer. Songer has the top of the key. Thinks about handoff. Thomas decides not to. Gets it down to Snelling. Snelling working across now. Terrible looking shot. Oh, what a play there by Ambrosia, but he can't get it to fall. He cut that thing midair, extended the jump, and couldn't get it to fall, though it rimmed out. Now Atlanta gets it as the Tigers kick it out of bounds. They feed it into Boss. Boss misses. Rebound by Lush. Lush had the rebound and missed it. And finally, it ended up into the hands of Voss again, who is fouled, and he'll be shooting some free throws. 1, 2, 3 dribbles there by Voss. Up and no good. Off the front rim. Nothing still. 4:23 here in the first quarter. 1, 2, 3 again by Voss. Up and splashes it home. 1-0 now for the Hornets as the Tigers are going to try to come back here. Songer absolutely annihilated one of the defenders. I believe it was Bennett, but no call there. Snelling dribbles in, takes a bad shot, was fouled. Snelling going to shoot some free throws. No dribble. That's a new one. And misses it. Shakes his head like he's maybe a little rattled there. We'll try it again. This one is good. 1-1. Quick pass here by Miller to Lush. Out to Miller again. Now across the court to Bennett. Bennett fires up a three. No good. Rebounded by Nick Thomas. Thomas, good job. On the rebound, pulls it back so the defenders can't do it. That's textbook. Now gets it into Snelling. Snelling tried a odd shot, but before the shot, they're going to call a block on Boss. Now Cox is set to check back in for Atlanta. And he comes in, and Voss is going to come out. We're ready to roll. Songer slaps the ball. Can't find anybody. Finally gets to Ambrosia. Ambrosia strong underneath. Puts it up and in. 3-1 now. Good pass there from Miller into Cox. Cox missed it, and it's a rebound by both Songer and Smith. They start walking with it. It's a travel. It'll go back to Atlanta. And now we opt to bring in Mick Garnett and pull Chris Bennett for Atlanta. Miller slams the ball down to Garnett, picked up there by Lush. Lush throws over to Miller, now inside to Ross. Ross misses a shot, good rebound there by Daniel Smith, off to Anthony Ambrosia. Ambrosia coming up the left side, puts it on the floor now, picks it up, fires from 3 feet just outside the rim, and Snelling with the rebound. It hung on the rim for about 3 seconds before it decided to fall in. Tigers lead at 5-1, 3:09 left to play. Miller about fell down before he got to Garnett. Now off to Ross. Ross across to Lush. Now back to Miller. Now to Garnett. Garnett right side. We're working the clock. Now across to Ross. Now back to Miller. Miller flips it inside to Ross, who lost it out of bounds. It's a good save right to Anthony Ambrose. Ambrose is going to stop and pop from 5 feet. Misses it. Rebound by Garnett. And Garnett, I thought he traveled, but they're going to call a timeout. It'll be 2:40 left to play in the first quarter. Tigers lead it 5-1. Inbounded to Miller for Atlanta. They kick it across to Garnett. Now back out to Ross. And Ross loses it to Snelling. Snelling picks it up. Going to take it the length of the court. Stop. Pop. Fire. Off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Miller. And I believe he was fouled by Daniel Smith. Yep. Smith's going to be tagged with that one. Just his first. Just the Tigers second. And for once, I think I look up and I see the Tigers don't have more fouls than their opponent. I guess I'm still hungover on that with the girls' game. Atlanta ball now. Lush has it. Kicks it out to Ross. Ross now inside to Cox. Cox lays it up and in. 5-3. Nick Thomas finds a wide open Cody Snowman. He puts it up. Gets nothing but the bottom of the net. Rebounded by Daniel Smith. His shot's no good either. And finally, Miller's going to come away with it for Atlanta. They kick it down into Garnett. Garnett cross-court pass intercepted by Songer. Songer is going to slow things down a little. That's a good move. Has it right side. Fakes a pass. Now going to kick it cross-court to Snelling. Snelling puts it on the floor. Nice pass there by Ambrosia. Ambrosia couldn't get it to fall. That was a great find there by Snelling. A nice pass. This pass is going to be intercepted by Schmidt. Tigers starting to look good on defense. Offense are just a click away from being on fire. Thomas now gets it into Smith. Smith puts it on the floor and loses it. Oh, that was a bad dribble there by Daniel Smith. Ross came away with that steal before he handed off to Miller. Miller's going to slow things down, kick it right wing for Garnett. Garnett back out to the top to Ross. Ross now into the corner for Miller. Miller steps inside the arc, but before he did that, he stepped again. It's a travel, and it'll be Tiger ball with 1:04 left in the first quarter. Tigers lead at 5-3. Now Thomas is going to bring it up for the Tigers. He stops before half court, passes to Ambrosia. Ambrosia cross court down to Songer. Songer wide open on the block, put it up, no good. Rebounded by Snelling. His shot is no good either. Finally rebounded by Snelling again. Snelling puts it up again. This time he can't get it either. And Ross finally collects the rebound for Atlanta. Miller brings it up now for the Hornets. He tosses off to Ross. Ross now into the corner for Miller. Miller! Oh, he hit it! It's a three! Atlanta! Now 6-5. It's Miller time here. They get it to Snelling. Snelling's going to try a three. Off the backboard, no good. Rebounded by Cox. Cox! Baseball pass all the way down to the other end. It's rebounded by Songer. Songer picks it up back to Snelling. 10 seconds left. Bad pass. Atlanta has it. They're down to Miller, down to 3 seconds, and he travels. And the Tigers are going to have 2.6 seconds to try to do something here at the end of the first quarter. We're ready to go. 2.6 seconds. Snelling to inbound. I think we're going to try to find Ambrosia. He's going to throw it into Smith. Smith for three. Oh, my. Just barely missed it. Smith had that thing right all around the rim. Just couldn't get it to fall for him. Well, so after one, it's a tight game, 6-5. Tigers are losing. We'll see if they can battle back in the second. Now Songer inbounds it to Thomas. Thomas right wing for Songer. Songer up to the top for Snelling. Snelling dribbles and tantalizes the defense, and he's called with a double dribble. Now inbounded, Atlanta inbounds to Miller. Miller goes right wing. Kicks it down into Garnett. Quick pass into Cox. Cox off the bottom of the rim. No good. Rebounded by himself. And then he's fouled by Snelling. That is Snelling's first foul. Team third. Shot by Cox is wide. No good. Second shot is wide, no good again. It's Tiger ball. Songer to inbound for the Tigers. And Songer was dribbling down. He was fouled there by Atlanta Bennett. Songer inbound this time to Thomas with 5:38 left to play in the second and 6-5 in favor of the Hornets. Thomas dribbles across, gets the left wing for Snelling. Snelling looking, now going to get back to the top for Songer. Songer puts it on the floor, goes right side. Now looks up top to Snelling. Snelling picks it, decides to go through the defense and travels. And Tigers having a tough time hanging on to the ball. Now Miller is going to bring it up for Atlanta. Clear into the corner to Garnett. Quick pass now into Ross. Ross can't decide to do anything with it. Gets it to Voss. Voss misses it. Voss gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Garnett. Garnett having trouble. Got her close by Snowy. Now flips it out. Touched by two Atlanta players. And it goes out of bounds. Good job there by the Tigers to finally play a little defense and force them to turn it over. Tigers turn it over again as they kick it out of bounds. It's going to be Atlanta ball. They bring it down. They get it to Ross. Ross gets it into Voss. Voss back to Ross. It's knocked away by Ambrosia. Ambrosia kicks it out to Snelling. Snelling linked to the court. Lays it up and out. Now rebounded by Ross. Ross gets to Miller. Miller is going to turn it over. No, he's going to get it back down to the end of the court. Cody Snelling knocks it away, but Miller got it back and put up the shot. Missed it. Now the Tigers get it down. Ambrosia forces a shot, misses it, rebounded by Ross. Ross slows things down. He kicks it out to Ross. Ross now into the corner, Garnett. Garnett clear across the court, flips it. Oh, man, I've never been so close to the action. It's flipped up onto the stage, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Atlanta. Tigers get it out to Hayden Coyne just inside the arc. Misses it. Anthony Ambrosia up and in. Yes! Tigers have the lead, 7-6. Pass stolen from Miller to Snelling. Snelling decides to shoot a little too soon. But he gets the roll. 9-6 now in favor of the Tigers. Atlanta is going to take it out of bounds from the far side now. It's going to be Miller. Miller brings it across, gets it out to Bennett. Bennett now inside to Ross. Ross, air ball, rebounded by Songer, and he's going to be fouled by Atlanta. I think they're going to get Lush on the foul there. Now, Songer inbound, and everybody's abandoned him. Somebody's got to get the ball. Songer finally gets it to Snelling. 3:05 left to play, second quarter, first half. Snelling picks it up, gets it to Songer. Songer fires it over to Corin. Corin just inside the arc, in and out. Rebounded by Daniel Smith. Great tip to Anthony Ambrosia. Heads up play there by Daniel Smith, and he gets it to Ambrosia. Ambrosia misses the shot, but it's free throws as he was fouled by Atlanta. Number 12, Travis Miller. Ambrosia, 1-2-3 up and off the front of the rim, no good. He's going to try to settle down and do it again here. 1-2-3, no good again. For this time, rebounded by Miller. With 2:50 left, we're going to go into a kind of a stall. No, he's going to rush towards the basket and get fouled by Cody Snelling. That's Snelling's second or third, just his second. 2:44 left to play. Now Miller set to inbound. slaps the ball, gets a quick feed into Voss, and Voss wasn't ready for it. He corrals it, but had to get it out to Bennett outside the arc. Bennett has trouble with it, now back to Miller. Miller sets up a new offense, gets it into Ross at the free throw line. Ross back out to Miller, now to Bennett. Bennett working on Songer. Songer didn't commit the foul, and he looked at the ref, and instead of grabbing the ball, it was collected by Ross, and they set up the offense again. Now it's up to Miller. Now across to Lush. Lush tries to feed it in, stole by Snelling, and Snelling walks. He shakes his head like he didn't, but he did. I don't know how many turnovers the Tigers have had, but I'm going to estimate it, a conservative estimate to be around 10. Atlanta set the inbound now to Miller. Miller, quick pass into Ross. Ross doesn't know what to do, and it's tangled up with Ambrosia. Excellent play there by Ambrosia. Get his hands in there, force the jump ball. And it's going to be Atlanta ball as a possession arrow was in their favor. Atlanta can't find anybody, and it's stolen. Oh, my! A collision there by Snelling and Garnett. Oh, both pop up, seem to be okay, but that was a reckless collision. Snelling all out into him. Cross-court pass handled by Bennett. Bennett loses it out of bounds now. It'll be Tiger ball. 2-12 left in the second quarter. First half, 9-6, Tigers lead it. Ambrosia into Songer. Songer gets across the timeline, now goes right. All the way down to the corner, and they're going to get 3 seconds on somebody. Daniel Smith, I believe, was spending too much time in the lane. Miller brings it up, gets a right wing Garnett. Garnett straight into Ross. Now back out to Lush. Lush now into Miller. Miller. Miller time again as he drained another one. 9-8, 1:48 left to play. First half. Ambrosia in the left corner. Now gets it down into the other left corner. As Snelling tried to do a quick pass and he turns it over. Miller left wing for Bennett. Bennett tries to get it in, almost stolen by Ambrosia. Ross gets it up and no good, rebounded by Snelling. Snelling looking the court over, now going to bring it up left side. He's going to stop, give it right wing now to Coin. Coin, good pass, but Songer can't control it, and it's almost stolen again by Ambrosia. Ambrosia's going to get in there to his hands. Oh, Ambrosia. What a player Anthony Ambrosia is. He can play offense. He can play defense. The only trouble I've seen him had is at the free throw line, and he can work on that. He's going to be a good one, folks. 1:15 left to play in the first half, 9-8, and Tiger ball thanks to Ambrosia. Quick-wittedness and getting his hands in there on that ball. Nice throw out to Thomas. Thomas right wing now for Coin. Coin cross into Smith. Smith shot up off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Snelling. Snelling goes to the end of the free throw line. Shot up out. No good. Rebounded by. Goes out of bounds as Anthony Ambrosia was there trying to save it. And I think he might have. However, Nick Thomas had the same thought, and they kind of harmed each other there and weren't able to both get it in. One of them might have been able to do it, but both of them. Snelling makes a steal here. It's a bad pass for Bennett. He takes it all the way, and he's going to make it. Hey, that was an acrobatic shot there by Snelling. 11-8, 41 seconds left to play here in the second quarter. Good pass in there, Bennett. He kicks it back out, now to Miller. Miller, quick pass into Ross. Ross travels. Oh, no, they're not going to say he traveled. They're saying he's fouled. That is Snelling's third foul. Oh, no, no. They're going to call it on Ambrosia. It's his second. It's rebounded there by Cox. Cox up and in. 11-10. It's a tight one. Thomas brings it up. Quick pass over to Snelling. Snelling going to take it all the way in now. And he travels. And another turnover for the Tigers and Snelling. 20.4 seconds left, 11-10 Tigers, and Atlanta has the ball as Songer checks in for Snelling. Oh, and Thomas decided to go out two. He gets back now already. They kick it right wing for Garrett, Garnett, and they're going to hold for the last shot as Cox barely keeps a hold of it. Now gets it back out to Garnett, now to Miller. Miller for three. Oh, in and out. Rebound by the A-Train, Anthony, fires the long one. Oh, it was close. So close, but he missed it. So after the first half, it's 11-10, and the Tigers lead it all. Come back to you with the second half and some first half totals. I didn't lie to you. We're ready to go with the boys' stats here. For Brashear, Anthony Ambrosia had 4. Cody Snowing had 7. And that's 11. For Atlanta, Chris Cox had 4. Travis Miller had 3. Zach Voss had 3. And that should be 10. So it's 11-10 in favor of the Tigers as we get ready to start the second half, the third quarter. And the teams have gone to the sideline. They're getting set to come on back out to the court. I think they're going to play starters for both teams. They're coming out again. So we're ready to go. Now what the Tigers need to do is, A, they need to settle down on the offense and run the play. B, they need to keep the ball in their possession, no turnovers. And they need to C, keep up the defensive effort. They're doing a great job out there on defense. They need to just keep that up. All right, we're ready to go. It's going to be Atlanta ball first. Ross is going to inbound to Miller. And it happened just like I said it would. Miller now going to throw over to Lush. Lush to the top to Miller. Now to Bennett. Bennett left side, now top to Miller. Miller calling the play. Now over to Lush on the right side. In the corner for Bennett. Bennett just inside the arc. Now out to Miller for 3. In and out. Rebounded by the A-Train, Anthony Ambrosia. The A-Train is rolling now. Left side to Songer. Songer top the key to Hayden Coyne. Coyne left side to Songer. Songer across to Snelling, and that's going to be 3 seconds on either Daniel Smith or Anthony Ambrosia. 5:23 with 5:23 left playing the third quarter. 11-10 still the score. Tigers lead it. Left wing now for Bennett. Bennett into the left corner. Now back up to the top to Miller. Miller inside the arc. Blocked by the A-Train. Holy cow. Coyne's going to take it the length of the court. Layup no good. Oh, you got to hit the layups. Coyne gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Snelling. Good play there by Coyne. Snelling misses the shot. Rebounded by Cox. And he's going to be fouled by Daniel Smith. I think that's Smith's second foul. It is. First of the second half. 11-10 still. Just under 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Now left wing for Bennett. As Miller passed to him. Bennett into the corner for Cox. Hayden Coyne steals the pass. Coyne out to the A-Train. Oh, yes. That's the score. 13-10. Now Miller gets it. Right wing for Lush. Lush down to Cox, and Cox loses it out of bounds. It'll be Tiger ball. Meanwhile, Voss comes in for Cox. Anthony back to Sonner. Now over to Coyne into Snelling. Snelling puts up the shot. It's blocked. Rebounded by Coyne, and he's going to be pushed by Ross. We're having some shoe difficulties here. Now we're ready to go. Cody Snowing couldn't keep his shoes tied. Now we're ready to go. Snowing gets the ball up and in for 2 points. 15-10. Tigers lead it. 4:20 left to play in the third quarter. Left wing from Miller to Bennett, and he's fouled by Cody Snowing. I believe that's his fourth. Just 3. I almost knew it was 4. I feel kind of bad now. Anyway, it's into Voss, out to the corner for Lush. Lush into Ross. Ross up and up the glass. It's good. 15-12. 4 minutes left to play third quarter. Songer left wing for Coyne is stolen by Bennett. Bennett, oh my! He had a tackle on Songer, and I think they're going to take Songer with the foul. That's a heck of a how-do-you-do there. getting tackled and then getting a foul for it. Anyway, it's going to be taken out of bounds for Atlanta. They get into the corner, fired up by Bennett. No good. Rebounded by Voss. His shot no good. Rebounded by the A-Train. Anthony brings it up the right side. Flips it over to Songer now across to Coyne. Coyne, he traveled. And Ross inbounds it to Miller. Miller feeds it right into Voss. It's poked away there by Coyne. And Snelling double dribbles. Ross to inbound, inbounds it to Miller. Miller feeds it into the corner for Bennett. Bennett, quick pass back to Miller. Miller, stolen by A-Train! He's off! He's fouled! He'll shoot a couple free throws. 3:19 left to play, 15-12. We want a timeout here, and it's grounded. 3:19 to play in the third quarter. It's 15-12 in favor of the Tigers. With an opportunity to sink a couple more free throws. If I remember right, Anthony had a little trouble shooting free throws last time. We'll see if he can correct that error and is ready to go this time. Anthony's shot is up and off the front of the rim, no good. 1, 2, 3 dribbles from Ambrosia, shot up. He splashes it home. 16-12 lead for the Tigers. 3:19 left to play. Pass into Garnett on the right wing. Now back to Miller. Miller, quick feed into Voss. Now back out to Miller. Now left wing for Bennett. Bennett open from three. Tries to get it into Ross, but it's kicked by Snelling. It'll be Atlanta ball out of bounds. Out from underneath their own basket. Now Ambrosia guarding the inbound pass, and it's passed right through his legs, and nobody was guarding the middle. Basket scored there by Voss. It's 16-14. Tigers lead. Down to 2 points. Snelling has the right wing. Get it into Ambrosia. Ambrosia gets the guy up. Ambrosia, no good. Snelling rebound. Snelling up and no good. Rebound by Voss. Voss gets it over to Miller. Miller down the side to Garnett, and it went right through his hands. Oh, Butterfingers there. It'll be Tiger ball. Songer to the A-Train. Ambrosia brings it up, kicks it to Songer. Songer traveled. Nobody was even near him, and he traveled. Terran Treasure going to come in here. For Songer. Ball is passed in now to Miller. Miller gets it right wing for Garnett. Now back to Miller. Miller, quick pass over here to Bennett on the left wing. Guarded close to back Coyne. Now to Miller inside to Voss. Voss back out to Miller. Miller unguarded. Now down to Ross. Ross dribbling through his legs. Now back to Voss. Voss shot up and off the back of the rim. Rebounded by the A-Train. Poked away by Voss out of bounds. Tiger ball. Terran Treasure will bring it up for the Tigers. Gets the left wing for Coyne. Coyne throws it right off of Snelling's foot. And it's picked up by Bennett. Bennett will go to the length of the court. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Miller. Now to Voss. Now to Bennett. Bennett has it left wing. Goes around Coyne. Now guarded by Snelling. Now kicks it back out to Miller. Now right elbow for Voss. Now to Garnett just inside the arc. Out. No good. Rebound by the A-Train. Anthony Ambrosia is everywhere tonight. Now kicks the right wing to Snelling, and Snelling travels. Multiple turnovers for Snelling this evening. Ross to Miller. Miller's going to bring it up the court. 1:22 left to play, third quarter, 16-14 in favor of the Tigers. Miller kicks the right wing now for Bogart. Bogart has the right wing. Now back out to the top of Ross. Now to Miller. Miller kicked it inside to Cox, and Cox couldn't handle the heat. It goes right off of his fingers, out of bounds. Quick pass into Treasure. Treasure brings it up the court for the Tigers. Into Snelling, and they're going to get a foul on Ross as they hip bumped each other. That'll be Ross's second foul. Third foul of the half for Atlanta. Now under a minute, they get it into Anthony. Anthony, quick pass is stolen by Ross. Ross gets it to Miller. Miller brings it across the court. Now gets it to Lush. Lush top to Miller. Miller can't decide what to do. Passes now to Cox. Cox shot up and out. No good. Rebounded by Anthony Ambrosia yet again. I bet he's approaching double digits in rebounds. He dribbles in. Goes through the heart of the defense. Puts it up. And rims out for him. No good. Rebounded by Miller. Miller has Lush. If he sees him, he doesn't. He goes all the way himself. Puts it up and in. Oh, my. That was a great play by Miller, Travis Miller. Oh, that was a nice play. Now Ambrosia has it with the tie ball game. Gets it to Smith. Smith can't decide what to do. Passes back to Ambrosia. And it's picked up by Treasure as the Smith from Smith. The pass from Smith was a little wild. Ambrosia loses it now, and Miller has it. Miller, quick, 2 seconds. Oh, and they miss it. Bogart had a chance to take the lead. Took a fading shot to the left. He missed it. So we're going to go into the fourth, all knotted up at 16. We're ready to start the fourth quarter. Now it's going to be Tiger ball. Tigers and Hornets all knotted up at 16, ready to start the fourth quarter. And it doesn't get any closer, does it, than this. Thomas, quick pass over to Treasure. Treasure into the A-train, and it's knocked away and picked up by Voss. Voss, oh, he got to the other side, and Anthony Ambrosia knocked it out of bounds. Nice play there by Ambrosia to come from behind and knock it out. It'll be Atlanta ball, but they didn't get an easy shot. Voss now to Garnett. Garnett to Miller. Miller for three. He missed it. Air ball. Rebounded. Good rebound there by Bogart as Tigers left the weak side wide open. Bogart snuck in there, got the rebound, and then Taryn Treasure fouled him. Bogart will have a chance to take the lead for the Hornets. I believe the first time. They led 1-0 early. Shot up, shot, no good. He steps way behind the free throw line and jumps. Everything that he is doing is fundamentally wrong. And he misses the second one. And rebounded by Anthony Ambrosia. The ball was poked by several Atlanta players, but Ambrosia comes away with it. He puts it on the floor, gets it out of Treasure. Treasure quick pass over to Snelling on the right wing. Snelling can't decide what to do. Now pass it back to the top for Thomas. Thomas inside to Ambrosia, and it's tipped away back to Thomas. Thomas now to Treasure. Treasure inside to Ambrosia. Ambrosia, quick shot. Oh! It's a shot and the foul. Ambrosia is coming alive. Oh, the A-train now is rolling. Let's see if he can hit this one. Up and no good. Rebounded by Voss. He gets to Miller now, right wing for Garnett. Garnett back to Miller. Top the key. 5 minutes left to play. Now left wing for Bogart. Now over to Garnett. Now to Voss. Voss inside the left. Elbow. Shot off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Bogart. His shot no good. Rebounded now by Voss. Comes up and he puts it up and in. Holy cow. We're all tied up at 18. 4:50 left to play. Thomas brings it up now. Right wing for Treasure. Treasure to the corner for Snelling. Snelling. Pump fake now. Puts it on the floor to Thomas. To Ambrosia. Ambrosia shot no good, and then he's over the back on the rebound. The A-train's getting a little frustrated here. That's Anthony's third foul of the evening. Ross to inbound. Miller has the ball. Miller. Quick pass now to Bennett. Bennett left wing now back to Miller. Miller right wing to Lush, to Voss, to Ross, to Ross took the shot, and Anthony Ambrosia kept the ball alive. That was a great play as he came down at the rebound, but his momentum was so strong that he was coming to the ground, so he threw it up to avoid the travel call, and it went out of bounds, so it's Atlanta ball. Miller has it at the top of the key. Keeps it past his right now. It's Lush. Lush. Mini ball fakes, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Ross. Daniel Smith did a good job of deflecting that, and it hit Ross in the knee and went out of bounds. Ball now to Ambrosia. Ambrosia has it left wing into Daniel Smith. Daniel Smith puts it on the floor, has it stripped away, and it's picked up by Bennett. Rolls over the top of it. Now, Ambrosia seems to be everywhere. He comes in and puts his hands on it to force the jump ball. Oh, Ambrosia is so heads up when he's on the court. Bennett has a left wing now into the corner. I can't see the corner, but it's knocked out of bounds. Thomas hits it, and then Miller hits it, and now it's the Tiger ball with 3:39 left to play. Atlanta calls a timeout, 18-18, all knotted up. We'll see what happens in the last 3 minutes and 39 seconds. All right, as Atlanta's coach told the boys, we have plenty of time, and that is right, and we're ready to go. It's going to be Tiger ball with a chance to take the lead. I think I'd get to the A-train, but that just might be me. Here we go. They get it into Songer. Songer puts it on the floor, goes left now. Stolen! Stolen by Miller! Miller's off to the races! And he's fouled. Good foul there by Songer. I think it's on the floor. I don't think he was in the act of shooting. It's gonna be an inbound pass. They get it into Ross. Ross kicks it out to Voss. Voss on the left elbow. Now outside to Miller. Miller to Lush for three. Off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Coyne. Coyne gets it to Snelling. Snelling's going to try to outrace everybody, but he can't do it. And he's fouled. He's fouled on the floor by Bennett. Just the fifth team foul, so he'll be taking it out of bounds. Snelling straight into Anthony. Ambrosia fires. Oh, dances around the rim, and they're going to get Songer over the back, and that is the 17th foul. That is going to be 1-1. And this is definitely not what the Tigers wanted. 1-1 now for Atlanta. I don't even know who that was on. I think it may be Miller. Probably Miller. And it was Miller. 3:12 left to play. And Miller set to shoot 1-1. Tigers need good box out here to get the ball. 1, 2, 3. Dribbles up and in. Oh, that ball touched nothing but net on that shot. Just as perfect as they come. We'll see how the second is. 1, 2, 3. Up and in as well. 20-18. Tigers find themselves trailing. Coyne brings it up. Gets it left wing for Songer. Songer cross court pass. Stolen! Stolen again! And they're going to get Snowing. That'll be his fourth. This one is definitely his fourth. So Snelling and Songer both have four fouls, and they're going to put in Thomas and Treasure, and I'd say they're coming in for Snelling and Songer. And I was wrong. They come in for Coyne and Songer. 3:04 left to play, and they're shooting some more free throws. And he hits it. They violated. Atlanta, Cox violated the lane. That is going to be a costly mistake. Now it's the Tigers' ball, and they're only down two again. It's Ambrosia dribbling into the lane, pulls up, fires. Oh, just misses the rebound by Smith. Nice rebound by Smith. Up and in. Oh, no, not up and in. Up, but definitely not in. The pass here by Garnett. He traveled. Oh, he traveled. They didn't call it, but Ambrosia is there to get the steal. Now, Nick Thomas has it, gets the right wing for Treasure. Treasure into Smith. Smith, quick bounce. And they're going to get a foul on Ross. Ross reached in on Smith. That'll be their 16th foul. Next time, we're going to shoot a 1-1. 2:35 left to play. That is the third foul on Ross. We're ready to go. They pass it in. Anthony Ambrosia hits it. Oh, yeah. 20-20. 2:30 left to play. Right wing for Garnett. Now gets it to Miller. Miller left wing for Bennett. Bennett down on the line. Gets it into the corner for Voss. Voss misses a rebound by Garnett. Garnett puts it up. No good. Rebound by Treasure. Treasure, a nice rebound. Looking for anybody. Pulls up. Now gets to Ambrosia. Good move there. 2 minutes left to play. Ambrosia. Tie ball game. Gets it into Smith. Smith looking right wing. And it's picked off by Ross. And he's going the other way. And Thomas. Thomas makes a game-saving play by tapping it out of bounds. It'll be Atlanta ball out from underneath their own basket. All knotted up at 20 with 1 minute and 54 seconds left to play. Here we go. Quick pat, and he throws it in for three, and it hits the net. That is a violation. It'll be Tiger ball. Here we go. Inbound to Thomas. Thomas. Oh, and it's stolen. Stolen by Bennett. Now picked back up by Thomas. Thomas to Snelling. Snelling, one-on-one. Snelling is fouled. He'll shoot two. Fouled by Zach Voss. Snelling. No dribbles. Yeah, I forgot. He's a no dribbler. He shoots and misses it. These are crucial. We just need one. And that's all we're going to get here if he hits this. No dribbles up. No good. Rebounded by Bennett. Bennett's off to the races now. Pulls up. Pulls up with the last minute and 37 seconds left. They get it over to Bennett. They're just going to hold. Tigers need the pressure. Goes into the corner. Now to Bennett. Bennett almost loses it. Top the key, now left wing. Now right wing for Garnett. Garnett holds. Garnett passes it in to Voss. Voss puts it on the floor. Pulls up. Fires. Misses. Gets his own rebound now. Pulls out. Miller just inside the arc. Misses. Rebound by Ross. And they're going to get Snelling over the back. And that is Snelling's fifth foul. Who's going to go sit down? Hayden Corley is going to come in for Snelling. And it's going to be still a 1-1 opportunity here for the Hornets. We'll see. Fires an air ball. It'll be Tigers ball. They have a minute and 10 seconds to make the final basket. Ambrosia has the ball. Brings it up the court. Goes left side. Now kicks it up to Smith. Quick pass into Ambrosia. Yes! He drills it! A minute to go. Tigers lead it 22-20. The A-Train is on fire. Right wing now in the right corner for Ross. Ross now out to Miller. Miller, they're just going to hold. No, they're going to get into the corner for Garnett. Garnett pulls up. Now Bennett. Bennett puts a fake on Coyne. Now back out to Miller. 42 seconds left. Into Ross. Now back out to Ross. Now for Miller. Three. No good. Rebounded by... out of bounds. Daniel Smith made a wise decision. Let the clock run. Don't touch it. It'll be Tiger ball. Atlanta calls a timeout with 33.6 seconds left. Tigers have the ball and the lead, 22-20. And we're ready to go. Smith's going to inbound it. Gets it into Anthony Ambrosia. Ambrosia going to dribble up the court. Undeterred, and he's fouled, and he'll shoot a 1-1. 29.8 seconds remain. Ambrosia has struggled from the line this evening. We'll see if he can right the ship. We're ready. The ref holds the ball now, tosses it in to Ambrosia. One, two, three dribbles. Fires. Money. Oh, he's money. He hit it. 23-20. This would almost ice the game. One, two, three. Up. As clutch as they come. The A-train. Now, Garnett for three. Air ball. Off of Hayden Coyne as he tried to get the ball. No, they're going to say he didn't try to get the ball. Well, he did, but he didn't touch it. It's going to be Tiger ball. Oh, and it's going to be a foul. We're going to shoot free throws. It's going to be a foul and done. And I look down to see who's shooting free throws. It's Mr. Clutch, the A-train. Anthony Ambrosia himself. One, two, three, up. Oh, and he misses it. Rebounded by Voss. Off to Miller. Down to Garnett. Garnett back to Miller. Miller over. Stolen by Coyne. Coyne with the steal. Flips up the shot. His block gets his own rebound. He's fouled. He's fouled by Bennett. Coyne will shoot. Two. Bennett's done for the evening, and they're going to put in Lush. And 8.4 seconds is still a victory here for the Tigers. We'll see here. Bennett's done. It is his foul. Coyne shot. Off the glass, no good. One, two, three, four for Coyne. Up. Oh, no good. Poked away by Smith, and it's out of bounds off of Smith. 7.7 seconds. They throw it into Miller. Miller comes down. He's going to stop and pop for three. Oh, and it bounces out. Rebound by Smith. They foul in, and that's it. Tigers win it, 24-20. What a victory. What a win. What a game. We'll see you tomorrow night. As the Tigers come back for some more action. I'm Tyler Kerr, and I'll see you later.